If you stuck a pin in it, if you had a balloon, and stuck a pin in it, you'd say that the balloon
burst.
And would you say the same thing for pipes that froze up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The pipes froze and bursted.
Okay. You remember, these big wooden drums used to have at this general store. This is an
apple. Barrels.
Call them barrels. Did you ever hear the word gum?
Gum barrels?
Yes.
Oh.
Just gum.
You mean they call them barrels just gum?
Yes, did you ever use that?
No. We always call them barrels because we bought everything by the barrel. See, there was a big family of us, and we bought a barrel of flour, a barrel of everything, and we bought it by the barrel.
What about even molasses?
Well, we never had to buy molasses because my daddy was a syrup maker.
Really?
We always had more sorghum. We call it sorghum.
We had about lard. Did you ever buy that or did you make it?
No, we made all about lard. We had lard enough to do it year round.
Did you store it?
Yes, we stored it in the smokehouse, which was a cooler place. And before the summer was over, it did begin to taste
funny. What about
rank, we called it.
What did you call the container itself that you kept the lard?
The lard can. And they were 50-pound lard cans. They were this high.
Mm-hmm. What do you use to enable you to pour water into a narrow-mouthed bottle?
A funnel.
Okay, that's it.
We have big funnels, Everything there, we had to pour the oil into the lamps, and we had to use a funnel for that, and we had to use a funnel. We used a funnel for so many things on the farm.
What did you use it for, to make the horses go faster, to urge them on?
You could use a whip, but Daddy used a long, keen little, I guess it'd be like a willow tree or something that you get long limbs off of and switch them.
That was a switch?
Mm-hmm.
What about, if you bought some fruit at the store and the grocer might put it in a container for you to carry, what would you call that? The container.
Some people said a poke, mm-hmm. Some a sack.
Would there be a difference in a poke and a sack?
No, they're the one and the same.
What about one made out of cloth? Would it be different, call something different than one made out of paper?
No. It would be a bag.
What about the ones that say potatoes came in? The big burlap bag.
Mm-hmm. A potato sack.
Potato sack? What about feed or cereal?
We call them sacks because we say feed sacks, and you see feed sacks came in cloth, and we used the lye and bleached them out, and you could make towels and sheets and all kind of things out of the fertilized sacks. We call them, fertilized sacks, and that's what.
What would you call the amount of corn you might take to the mill at any one time to be ground?
The amount that would be taken to the
mill.
Grist mill?
Yes.
How much would you say a sack this long? It'd be at least a sack that long.
About four feet. Mm-hmm.
4 or 5 feet long. Well, it was, we called it corn sack, and that it would be like, of course, the brand.